President said the other day, this Boeing news is interesting, right? The president said the other day that what Boeing should do is rebrand itself. That's what he would do. He says, hey, but what do I know? I just got elected president, right?
He's a marketing genius.
He's always interested in throwing out ideas that I honestly believe he honestly thinks will be helpful. For instance, when he tweeted out yesterday that Paris, that France should get some of those tanker planes, scoop up some water, and then drop it onto the Cathedral, Notre Dame, the way they fight forest fires.
Got to act fast.
Must act quickly. And I thought that was such a weird thing, right? Because it's very easy to dismiss that. That's ludicrous. But at the same token, that kind of does sound like a good idea, right? I mean, maybe the water would have knocked down the walls, but then again, it was burning, so let's do something. So that was his idea.
Okay.
Okay, but go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was going to say, what's interesting to me about that is that I think he thought he was contributing like no one else had thought of that.
I do too, which is stunning in its own way, but I'm not here to criticize him for the thought. I'm more interested in the means by which he communicated it. That is, don't we have people that can talk to people? I mean, did the president think that the best way to get the fire put out with his brilliant idea, and the more I thought about it, I thought I've heard of dumber ideas, right? Did he think the best way to get that to France to actually effect that was to tweet it, or shouldn't he just have whoever the chief of staff is this week call their equivalent in France and say, hey, we've got planes nearby, or get your planes roaring? And they would have gone, ha, we didn't think of that. Thank you, Mr. Trump. Hang up the phone. Quick, fire up the planes! That would have been, to me, a better way than somebody just going through Twitter going, hey, look, I follow Trump. Hey, now there's an idea.
So that's a good question. Like, what was his real motivating factor there? Was it to...
I think it's he likes to be the kid waving the hand in class, right, going, I've got the answer, call on me. And he sort of did it the other day when he said that those 737 MAX jets should be rebranded. The Reuters article about that said, well, while that's understandable impulse, and, you know, he comes from the private sector, so maybe he has a better feel for this than fighting forest fires, the brand value of Boeing did not go down that much, even after those two crashes. And then there's this company called Brand Finance. I'm about to put somebody on from there, Steve. But they list the corporate names in America ranked by brand value. And there's a formula like, you know, what are the royalties that people pay for the use of the brand? What's the value of the company, et cetera, et cetera? What do you think the most valuable brand is in America today?
Well, that's a good question. I wouldn't have a clue. Nike came to mind, but I don't think that's true.
Oh, well, why not? Nike is number 21 on the list.
21?
So you're in the ballpark. But who's more internationally known
Internationally known?
Well, but I mean, it's a U.S. company. But sure, it wouldn't hurt.
Is it a food company?
Okay, it's Amazon. Followed by Apple.
So it's an everything company.
Well, it's Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft, AT&T, Facebook. Now, Facebook is interesting to me because Facebook's enormously successful and profitable, I think, and valuable. But people also are always ticked at Facebook.
Tell me again, those are the most trusted brands?
These are the most valuable
brands. Most valuable brands, okay.
Walmart is number 8, Home Depot 9, Walt Disney 10. What's your point? Question,
well, also,
comment?
Well, it can be valuable and not trusted altogether.
Well, that's the thing. But I think that the trust factors into the value. If you didn't trust it or like it, wouldn't that diminish its value? For instance, number 11 is Wells Fargo. No bank has been kicked around more than Wells Fargo in the last 5 years. So I'm surprised the Wells Fargo is ranked as high as they are.
Is Chase above them or below them?
Chase is 16. Wells Fargo's 11.
That's wild.
So Starbucks is 12. And again, Starbucks, all good things about Starbucks. Also, people are pissed off at Starbucks a lot.
But if it's the most valuable brand, that just means it gets response or reaction, right?
Well, let's bring a guest on then. So this is Alex. It's H-A-I-G-H, and I'm not sure if that's Haig or High. Alex is in London. Alex, you're on WGN in Chicago. How are you, sir?
Very good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Pardon me for not getting the pronunciation of your last name. How do we say your last name, Alex?
It's Alex Haig.
Haig. As in the
Haig, G,
or
yeah.
Al Haig. We had an Al Haig here once before.
Exactly.
No relation, I presume. So jump into this conversation. We're talking about this ranking of U.S. companies. What do these numbers mean?
Sure. So at Brand Finance, we value about 5,000 brands globally. And the way we approach it is to look at mainly two things. The first one is looking at brand strength. So as you were talking earlier, it's about the reputation, the areas of reputation that help drive a response when someone is thinking of purchasing in a category. So in Amazon, if you're thinking of buying something online or thinking of buying, you know, a book or something similar, or thinking of buying everything or anything, as you said,
yeah.
Amazon will spring to mind, and you're more likely to buy off them than off someone else. In the UK, I more or less can't think of any other option, actually, but I'm sure there are plenty of others. The other element of the valuation is to look at what is the scale of the business that brand is being applied to. So if you know that a brand initiates a response in a potential purchase situation, and you have 1,000 times more possibilities for that response to be triggered, then you're going to be a more valuable brand. Amazon is huge. It's in every country. It sells almost everything, and it has a strong brand. So its value is very high.
Well, when the president says that because of the bad press for Boeing, they should rebrand at least the Max Air jets, I wonder what you think about that. Would that be a good idea?
Well, I think it comes from a sound assumption, the assumption being that reputation is important for whether or not people will buy your product. The problem is, there's a saying in the UK, and I'm sure it's traveled across the pond, you can't put lipstick on a pig. You know, people aren't stupid. They're going to know that anything that's been rebranded, it's the product that's been rebranded, is the same product created by the same business, being Boeing, and sold by the same salespeople to the same buyers. People will know it's the same thing, and therefore spending all that money on a rebrand is likely to just be a big waste of money.
Besides, there's something that feels a little deceitful about that, too, right? If I'm going to get on an airplane and you have put lipstick on this pig, I want to know that I'm on the pig still, and I think I have a right to know that. So maybe you fix the problems, remember? And I'm thinking of Tylenol right now. When they fixed Tylenol, they made the caps more difficult to open, but they still called it Tylenol. So I'd rather them fix the problem rather than change the name.
Exactly. The example that springs to mind to me is Volkswagen. So 2 years ago, I think, there was a large emissions scandal where they were found to be cheating their emissions tests.
Yeah.
That was a you know, reputational hit to them. They used it as an opportunity to reinvest in their products, reposition themselves to a more sort of environmentally focused proposition, and therefore they were providing something new and valuable to customers, and therefore they sort of used the opportunity to change. At that point, when you're offering a new proposition that's actually going to be useful to customers, you may decide that you want to rebrand, and that might be helpful. But if you're just doing it to sort of hide something under the carpet, people will know, and it's not going to be helpful.
So would your advice be to Boeing, still call it Boeing, still call it Max Air, and then use a promotional campaign that says, you know, we're safe and we're on time and whatever the heck else airlines are supposed to be. Just position it as an improved version of the thing, but keep the name. Would that be your advice?
Well, probably I'd start with fixing the product.
I think
that's probably the first start. I mean, the big thing is that that brands are built with investment in marketing, investment in promotion, but also investment in innovation and investment in the quality of product and service. So So if you're not investing in that quality behind your brand, the thing that you're offering, you're not going to be able to justify the reputation that you may have had in the past.
Speaking of cars, I was looking at the list, the US 500 2019. So this is, you can break it down by categories, but if you just look at them overall, we mentioned Wells Fargo, Starbucks, YouTube. I'm just going through the 20s now. Boeing is number 21 on the list for 2019 in terms of brand value. That says a lot about what a good job Boeing does. McDonald's, another Chicago area company, is 22 on the list, followed by United Healthcare. The first automobile manufacturer that I see on the list comes up at number 42. And I don't know if this would surprise people or not. Who would you guess would be number, the first automobile manufacturer in the U.S. to appear on the list? It's Ford. They make Toyotas in the United States, too, to say nothing of Chevrolets and Mitsubishis. Ford is the first one to appear on the list. I guess Ford should be happy about that. And I guess we should all be, but I was a little surprised, to be honest with you.
Yes, I mean, one thing that's actually interesting, really, that hopefully will be interesting for your listeners, is that American car manufacturers haven't actually been doing particularly well over the last 5 to 10 years. The large manufacturers since the crash and the financial crisis and the bailout have not really developed a reputation for quality and innovation that say the German brands have. Mercedes, BMW, Porsche are all set up to compete quite strongly against those new innovative brands like Tesla. I'd say that the American brands aren't quite there yet, I would say. Ford is a very well-known international brand that sells good products at a reasonable price, so that's why they're high on our list.
Well, number 13 is Mercedes on the international list, and Toyota, maybe not surprisingly, is 17 on the international list. Those are the first automobile manufacturers to appear on the international list. Globally, Amazon's 1, Apple's 2, Google's 3, Microsoft 4. So the American companies dominate at home and abroad. Samsung globally is number 5. Then AT&T and Facebook are in the top 7, and that's the list from Brand Finance. I'm out of time, but it's interesting just to go to your website and sort of see what the, by category or by nation or by sectors of the world, brands compete. And it's it was kind of eye-opening when the president said, well, here's how we fix Boeing. Let's clean up the problem and then change the name. I'm still not sure that that's the best course. Clean the problem, yes, but I think if they said the Boeing planes are fixed, I'd prefer them to still call them Boeing Max Airs. I think. As opposed to something else. Interesting ideas. Alex Haig, thank you for joining us, brand finance manager for the for the U.S. market in London. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, likewise.